l'imperatore Yu Qiu a Heizhi.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, councillors. Today, our agenda for September 9 at 2025 at 6 p.m. at the City Council Chambers. Our interpreters are Andrew Diala and Litia Ketchuk. Thank you for coming. And before we get started, we have lost so many people. Let us have them in our minds and have a moment of silence. Thank you. We have no swearing in to do, and the adoption of agenda. If you have reviewed the agenda, someone moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Tilley. Any comments or questions on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you. Minutes of previous meetings, City Council meeting number 11, minutes dated August 5, 2025. We need a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. No, Councillor Tilley and seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Sorry. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval, motion carried. Thank you. And the other one, other minutes from the Planning and Development Committee of the whole meeting, number 6, we need a motion for the meeting on August 19. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval, motion carried. Item number 2, declaration of interest on the business that we're dealing with tonight. Councillor Tilley. Thank you, Mayor Awa.
Declaration of interest on the committee report PD 25-36 due to my employment with the Housing Corporation.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. Any other councillor want to declare interest? There are no more. Delegations. It's a support letter request from Real Life Research Institute. If the person behind this is here, please go to the... You have 10 minutes to make your presentation, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Awa. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Kimberly Smith. Thank you, Honorable Councillors. Thanks for having me here. My name is Ernest Lekembo, and I was supposed to be here with my colleagues, but unfortunately, for work reasons, they are not able to make it. So we all volunteer for Real Life Research Institute, and Real Life Research Institute is a non-for-profit organization registered in Nunavut and territorially. So we are focused on community safety, poverty alleviation, advancement of education, and also the avoidance of harassment, discrimination, gender-based violence, and all ills that would interfere the integration and cultural integration of others in the community. Today I testify of a course that I took, cultural competency program in 2020, which was offered by my colleague here, Honorable Anglukak. And I got to know a lot about the Inuit societal values, amongst which it's the welcoming habit of Inuits, and also how generous they have been, because I've traveled to 24 of the 25 communities in Nunavut. I come today personally, we are seeking your support for a research that we are doing on anti-racism with the Canadian race relations. We are sincerely grateful for the support you have provided us in the past, amongst which is our most recent programs that we offered in the city, the gender-based violence camp and the Kalawit Love and Unity Run. As we continue to support our initiatives, we also avail ourselves to you and the community to be able to implement and support your initiatives that align with our goals and objectives. In that spirit, we are here today to respectfully request the Council's endorsement and support for Real Life Research Institute's application for Canadian Heritage Anti-Racism Grants. This funding would support our research on racism and promote inclusion, aligning directly with our own policies on anti-racism, safeguarding and inclusion, amongst which we will also be able to research a little on harassment, discrimination, all which are publicly available at our website at reallifeinstitute.org. Honorable Mayor, councillors, we have seen firsthand advantage in collaboration and partnership. We continue to appreciate the city's effort in supporting initiatives like this, and we pray that our work will be productive for the community and all Nunavummiut. We also stand ready to support the city on community mobilization, project implementation, and any initiatives that aligns with our goals. In closing, I would like to reiterate Real Life Research Institute's commitment to community safety, social cohesion, and the well-being of Nunavummiut, particularly here in Iqaluit. We look forward to working together to create a more cohesive, coherent, and collaborative community for all. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ernest. Anybody have any questions to the presentation? Deputy Mayor Smith.
Not a question, more just a comment, and thank you for coming here to speak to us today. I had a really wonderful time at the run that was organized with the city. I think I came last, but it was a great time. It was a great community event, so thank you very much for putting that on, and I'm looking forward to further events in the future.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. That is not a question, more of a statement. Anybody have any questions? There are none, so thank you, Ernest. We will deal with your request later on the agenda, and we'll have to put it into a motion. Thank you for coming.
Item number 4, none. Item number 5, councillor statements. Alternate Mayor Flaherty. Thank you, Mayor Abba, as well as everyone who is here. I just want to say that we haven't met for quite some time as a meeting, and we are here tonight. I want to say that the city is working on this, and it has been a concern and has been verbalized. So using my counselor as a board member, as you can see, you see taxi vouchers here as they are free, like no cost. But they don't have a deadline, and it is not written what the deadline can be or would be for these vouchers. And I was informed, and one of our staff went to go to the airport very early in the morning by a cab, and when she or he tried to give that voucher to the driver, cab driver, they were informed that they wouldn't accept the voucher because it has expired. And also an elder had expressed when they gave the voucher to a taxi driver, they were informed that it is expired and they didn't want to take it at all. Perhaps the city council members, I would like to request for the administration to look into this. If they have any expiry dates, and perhaps date those vouchers with expiry dates. Thank you. Thank you, Alternate Mayor Flaherty. Steve.
Flaherty, for bringing your concerns forward. I think we all agree if a voucher doesn't have an expiry date, it needs to be find a way for it to be honored. The administration did reach out to senior management of Caribou Cabs. They did acknowledge that they're having some issues with their communications. So they did agree to work on a joint communication with the city due to the link with the taxi committee there. We're currently working on that PSA to go out. And when the comms are finalized, that'll go out. But the messaging we're receiving from the company is that they will continue to honor the vouchers. They just got to be replaced with new ones. So I don't know about their past communications, if that was clear or not clear, but we will put out joint communications with them to make it clear to all residents. Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve, was your question answered? In the city of Iqaluit, we have a committee for taxis, so perhaps they can also be reached out to. Haudanami Meya Amma Ilichilu Nasi. Katimazeu Hatika, out of Seul Artillo, Totter Simal Megatu, Tersima Charity, and Maluernera.
Good. Tomorrow is World Suicide Prevention Day, and Embrace Life Council is hosting a walk tomorrow at 4 p.m. And outside of this walk, though, I hope that Iqaluit and Nunavummiut understand the sensitivity and importance of tomorrow and every day, that suicide prevention is deeply important to those impacted by suicide as well, and that we continue to provide supports and support the families and friends close to those that we've lost and those who are struggling with mental health, and that we give them the space and time to speak, the space and time to feel, and the space and time to recollect their their thoughts and things that they're struggling with. Today in Legislative Assembly, one of the MLAs, MLA for Pond Inlet, expressed the hardship that her community went through this summer. They lost three young youth, 13 years old. And mental health is deeply rooted in a lot of young people. Mental health is something really important in our smaller communities and Iqaluit too, and that we should make space for those youth that want to speak out and give them a safe space. Our schools and our young children see the impact of the harm, the historical harms in our territory, and we need to make it a normal, we need to make it normal for them to be able to speak out when in times of need, in times of hardship. And I hope that tomorrow, during tomorrow's walk, that people do come and support and share, and that we continue to support those that are going through troubling times, and that even after tomorrow, that we continue to give that space to those who need it. Matna.
When me look, demo when ni ta kununga Federation Kennedy.
Thank you, Councillor Alukak. I've been also selected to be a committee member for this federation, and that we meet and we meet when we meet, when we have a meeting, I tell my committee members that our Nunavut is different, and I try to educate them that our Nunavut is different, and they are happy when they learn that about our Nunavut. Although we are working diligently to educate other cultures, yes, we are being heard, and I am happy that Canada is becoming a whole and that we are being involved as Canadians, and this is being recognized by the federal government. This I am happy about this. But we will be working with them in our in the future. I'm just explaining to you for now. Anybody else?
Item number 7. But we have a 7C third reading of bylaw. Bylaw number
1020. 16, block 23,
Pierre, we need a motion. Moved by alternative Deputy Mayor Flaherty and seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. It's a third reading of bylaw, so there are no questions allowed. So all those in favor, unanimous approval, motion carried. And C2, bylaw number 1021, land disposal bylaw for lot 16, block 23. We need a motion to approve. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Aglukak. And on third reading of a bylaw, there are no questions allowed. So to all those in favor, unanimous, motion carried. There's no item 8 and no item 9, and then 10 committee reports. Deputy Mayor Smith will be presenting them. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Give a second for Councillor Tilley to remove himself for the first item. For the planning and development report for meeting number 6, we've got item PD 25-36, The committee recommends that council, as per the report. I will move.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, and seconded by alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Go ahead. Go on.
PD 25-37. The committee recommends that council, as per the report. I move.
Seconded by Councillor Kadluka. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. I'll go on. Tashotili PD 25-8. Katimayala Atuluk.
For the report, I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments or questions on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Who are these tonight? For item PD 25-39, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Approved or motion carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kinamik Mayor Awa, for PD 25-40, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any comments or questions? There is none. All those in favor? Unanimously approved. Thank you. Deputy Mayor Smith.
For item PD 25-41, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kinamik Mayor Awa, for item PD 25-42, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I move.
Seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval carried. Motion carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kinamik Mayor Awa, for item PD 25-43, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I move.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Any comments or questions? There is none. All those in favor? For yes. Voting nay. Abstaining, it's a unanimous approval. Motion carried. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kinamik Mayor Awa, last one. For item PD 25-44, the committee recommends that council, as per the report. I will move.
Seconded by Councillor Aglukak. Any comments or questions? There is none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, for the report. And correspondence.
There has to be a mover for the Real Life Research Institute. Request for support letter. Kina muhto. Tapangata nuna bu.
2 minutes, Smith. I pilluni katimei chile.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Taylor seconded. Questions or comments to the question? Those in favor, all in favor, and also.
2 minutes, Smith. I pilluni katimei chile.
So, Councillor. Deputy Mayor Smith moves it, seconded by Councillor Tilley. Questions or comments? It's a unanimous favor. Dan Natau.
I don't know how to say the accuracy. Scientific research license application. BRC Optimalic Smith.
Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Tilley. Comments or questions? I see none. Those in favor, all in favor. Thank you. Item number 12, none. Item number 13, adjournment. Councillor Luca moves it, seconded by Councillor Tilley. Those in favor, all in favor. Thank you. Thank you to the interpreters. Our meeting is adjourned.